Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, and, of course, William Ramon. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up? What's up, Will?
Hey.
What's up, everybody?
It's all good. It's all good. Welcome to another episode of Sports Urban Legend, July 1st. You know, we're going to talk a bunch of stuff, you know, sports entertainment, everything else. You guys got the number. Feel free to call in, talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. You know the deal. So, you know, we're going to talk what's going on in sports. You know, talk a little Yankees. They had their old-timers day today. Talk about Yankees evening up the series against the White Sox. We'll also talk about the NBA free agency. With the Dwight Howard potential trade to the Nets. Talk about the Knicks winning their bird rights. Talk about, you know, preview a little bit about the Olympics. You know, talk, you know, the WWE in the end as usual. And, of course, you know, the phone lines are always open. to feel free to talk whatever you want to talk about. But first, we're going to talk about something special today. Today is, of course, July 1st. 25 years ago, WFAN, you know, a radio station me and you like to listen to. Today it's its 25th anniversary.
Yep.
So congratulations to them.
Congrats. Many great shows. Mike and the Mad Dog.
Steve Summers, Joe Beningo and Evan.
Yep.
Mark Malusis, all those guys. You know, they all do a great job.
Yeah. Like I said yesterday, you know, I miss Mad Dog. And him and Mike were doing Mike and Mad Dog together in the afternoon. I would listen to that when I came home from school. Listen to them talk about, you know, the Knicks, the Yankees, and the other teams in the Tri-State area.
Yeah, they've always done a great job, you know.
Yep.
And Mike and the Mad Dog, you know, they did have that perfect union for radio sports. You know, you had Mad Dog, you know, the... you know, wild and crazy guy who riles up the fans, and you got Mike, who's, you know, a sports fan who, you know, pretty much, you know, says what's on his mind. And that was a good union between those two. But, you know, those two went their separate ways. And, you know, all the other shows on the channel is pretty great.
25 years, wow.
Yeah.
Long time.
And apparently, at first, they were... The station was a national station, but then once they started, you know, centering around New York City, that's when it, you know, took off.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
What did you say? I didn't hear you. Kind of broke up a little bit.
Yeah. I agree with you exactly. You know, there used to be WNBC.
Yeah. So once they did that, that's how all these other sports stations start blowing up. And hey, thanks to that, you know, hey, we're doing the show right here. So,
yep.
But with that, you know, hopefully they'll have at least another 25 more years. But let's move right along and talk about your Yankees here.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great day overall for the New York Yankees.
Oh, yeah, you guys had Yankee Old Timers Day.
Mm-hmm.
Either way you look at it, Yankees are guaranteed to win or lose.
Yeah, it was I watch it every year just to see, you know, some of the greats like Yogi Berra, Ricky Henderson, Reggie Jackson, Tino Martinez.
David Cone, Strawberry.
Strawberry, you know. Some new guys you see, you know, it's Charlie Hayes from that 96 World Series team.
Yep.
Graham Lloyd.
Yep.
Joe Torre came back.
Right.
Lou Piniella. You know, those guys, you know, it's great to see them, man. I also like listening when Michael Kay announces them, you know, to the lineup. You know, you hear their contributions to the Yankee teams and stats. And you think to yourself, man, these players, man, they were great.
Yeah. It added a nice touch to it, you know. And, I watching, you know, some of it, I got to admit, as a Mets fan, I, you know, seeing some of my former Met players playing, you know, on the Old Timers Day, I was, you know, I got a little jealous, I got to admit. I wish Mets would start doing that over again, you know.
Because
Mets,
I mean...
I'll give them credit. You know, these last couple of years, you know, they've been honoring their past. But I think, and they even brought back Banner Day, which was a staple for the Mets back in the days, ever since, you know, their inception,
right.
You know, in '62. But now they're one more thing that they need to bring back is, of course, the Old Timers Day. I mean, it would just be nice, you know. Like, potentially see, like, the 86 team versus the 69 Mets.
That'd
you know, see them facing Strawberry or something like that. What were you saying?
I said that'd be great.
Yeah, I think it would be a great thing. You know, hey, you can do it for charity. Or even a wilder concept. I don't think they'll do this, but what about during the Subway Series, they have, like, a Subway Old Timers Day.
Yep.
Like, Mets versus Yankee, you know. 1 year you choose, you know, you play at Citi Field. 1 year you play at at the Yankee Stadium or Citi Field. And the, I don't know if they're doing it for for charity. You know, they could do it for do it for that. Make a fun thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think all teams should do the old timers. You know, there's some teams, a lot of teams in baseball that has a rich history. You know, the Red Sox, White Sox, Cubs. I would love to see an old timers day. In their organizations. You know, because they've had some great players themselves. You know,
which one?
Those teams, the Red Sox. You know, the teams
Cubs.
With a rich tradition. You know,
right. Red Sox, you know, the old school teams. Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah.
If they did that. I mean, you should always honor your past, because I mean, for any player, like any current player, I mean, if you don't respect the past, what makes you think you're gonna respect your current players when they become part of the past, when they become old timers?
Exactly.
So I mean, you should treat the old timers well too, because they put the franchise on the map literally. So,
yep.
I'm definitely for that. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, you know, Mets will do that soon, and all these other teams will follow suit and, you know, revive the old timers day for each franchise.
I hope so. It'll be great.
But yeah, now that we're talking about the old school Yankees, let's talk about the new school Yankees, the 2012 Yankees. You know, they lost, what, the first two games, I believe? Or was it? No, wait, actually, they lost. The series started on Thursday or Friday?
It started on Thursday. We lost the first two. The one on Thursday, we could have won that, but the bullpen.
Oh, right, yeah, that's when Rapata made that. He booted a double play, and then they brought in Robertson, the controversial decision, not bringing Robertson to start the ninth, and he would give up a 3-run home run.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I remember that now.
We lost that game, and then Friday, we brought up the pitcher, Warren, from the minors, because...
Right.
Sadly, he's injured.
Right.
So he couldn't pitch, and Warren didn't really do good, and we ended up giving 14 runs in that game and losing. So, But yesterday we had a great game. Who pitched? I think it was. Who pitched again? Let me see.
You talking about yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Kuroda, I think it was.
Kuroda, right. Kuroda pitched. I think he struck out 10 or 11 yesterday. Kuroda's been on a hot streak lately, so.
Yeah, he definitely has. He's
been pitching great.
So
we
now
got the win yesterday, and today was the, I guess, the rubber game, I guess.
No, actually, it can't be the rubber game, because the rubber game is a decided. It has to be like a three. It would have to be a three-game series. One, like, you win the first game, they win the second game, and then the rubber game would decide who wins the series.
They had a chance. White Sox had a chance to win the series.
So yeah,
I guess it was a rubber game for them, maybe, I guess.
But it had to be, I think for a rubber game, it has to be, like, both series is even up, and then that third deciding game is who decides whoever wins 2 out of 3.
Right. Well, you know, whatever you want to call it. It was the final game of the series, and he was a pitch great today. He gave up 2 runs in the first inning, but after that he settled down. And we got a 2-run home run by Eric Chavez. And Cano, he also hit a 2-run home run to put us up 4-2. And Cano's been killing it lately. He had 11 home runs last month in June. And he continues his hot streak. And Soriano, he's been money. He closed out the game, got his 18th save of the year. And Yankees win 4-2, and they even up the series, the White Sox.
And cue up Frank Sinatra's New York, New York, and the ball game's over.
Yep.
What are you saying?
Yep.
So, yeah, pretty much Yankees even up the series. I don't know if you heard the All-Star roster got released.
Yep, I did hear about that. 4 Yankees are going, I hear.
Yeah, as usual.
Randerson, Peter, Canoe, and CeCe.
And the Mets that I know of so far, Wright is going to be a reserve because out of nowhere, Kung Fu Panda, Pablo Sandoval, he came out of nowhere. I mean, I know he was second place, but he just leaped over David Wright all of a sudden.
Yep.
I don't know, those San Francisco fans, man, they must have been giving out people Rice-A-Roni or something for them to get them to vote Sandoval over Wright. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, Sandoval's playing well, but I mean, Wright is having one of his best starts of his career. He's hitting like 354. I mean, that leads the majors, I believe, in RBIs. I mean, this guy has 50 RBIs. I mean, this Wright is. I mean, he's on a tear right here. He should be starting. I mean, he's announced to be the reserve. But, I mean, this guy should be starting.
Yeah, he's having a great year. I think he should be starting.
Him and R.A. Dickey should be starting, too, another guy. And, of course, R.A. Dickey had his first bad start of the year. I mean, but then again, the Mets bats, they rallied back against CeCe, who would later hurt himself, giving up 5 runs to the Mets. But as you all know, Mets fell to the Yankees, lost 2 out of 3 at Citi Field, and 5 out of 6 overall in the Subway Series. So R.A. Dickey bounced back. He pitched against the Dodgers, and Mets before Dickey pitched, Mets fell 2 out of 3. Actually, yeah, they lost the first 2 games to the Cubs, making errors. I mean, they had a hangover from the Yankee series. But in that 3rd game, the Mets, man, they broke out. The bats broke out. They scored 17 runs. They beat the Cubs 17-1. They hit 4 home runs. Murphy hit 2. Harrison hit a grand slam. I think Ike Davis hit 1, or was it Wright? I'm not sure. But yeah, a lot of guys, they woke up from that series, and ever since then they played Dodgers. They won the first 3. Dickey bounced back from his horrible start, won his league leading 12 win. Santana pitched yesterday on Saturday. He won 5. What was the score? 5-0. And Ike Davis also hit a home run. I mean, Mets, they've been cruising ever since the that last game at Wrigley Field. So hopefully Mets can bring out the broom and, you know, sweep away the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium.
Yep.
Because they're gonna need that coming back home. They're gonna come back home against Phillies and Cubs respectively and close out the first half of the first half of the season.
And the All-Star game is going to come up. When is the All-Star game? It's next week, right?
This Tuesday. Not this Tuesday coming up, but next Tuesday.
Oh, next Tuesday. Okay.
Because this week coming up is the last week before the All-Star week.
I see.
So Sunday is the last day. And remember, folks, if your starting pitcher is an All-Star and he pitches on Sunday, he's ineligible to start at the All-Star game. So it's worth watching. Dickey is scheduled to pitch Thursday, so he should be eligible, but there's some talks that Mets might try to squeeze him for one more game, maybe Saturday or Sunday. So if he pitches Sunday, that's going to pretty much take him out of contention from, you know, pitching at the All-Star game, let alone starting it. So hopefully Mets will just let him pitch his last day on Thursday and, you know, give him an opportunity to finally, you know, start an All-Star game.
Yeah. I mean, why would they, like, have him pitch on Saturday? Just let him start on Thursday and let him, you know, have that opportunity to pitch an All-Star game. That means
I hope
have
so.
That chance, you know?
Yeah, I hope they do it because I know you're bringing that risk. You know, you're going to take him out of his rhythm. I know he's a knuckleballer, but then again, you know, historically, knuckleballers, you could pitch him on short rest. But then again, this guy, he throws harder than a typical knuckleballer. So you're kind of on uncharted waters here with him. So I'd be cautious with him.
Let the guy pitch.
I totally agree with you. But let's shift gears to NBA. Knicks finally won. They originally, as we told you last week, Knicks won the bird rights ruling, meaning that any team that offers Lin or Novak, you know, a deal, Mets have the opportunity. I mean, not Mets. Knicks have the opportunity to match that deal.
Yep. So glad about that.
So, you know, Knicks are in a good shot right here. And of course, it was announced late yesterday that NBA is dropping their appeal. So it's smooth sailing now. Today is officially the first day of free agency. You know, there's rumors that, you know, Knicks, you know, of course, they're apparently going to speak to Nash today. But realistically speaking, Nash and Kidd aren't going to come here to be the point guard. Here's the name. Well, most likely it's going to be Felton, a guy who, I mean, we both would totally endorse if we can't get a, you know, a future Hall of Fame point guard to, you know, lead the way. I would highly endorse Felton to return because, I mean, he had a great first half when he was with the Knicks when they traded him away in the Melo trade.
Yeah, I mean, he played good with us. I wouldn't mind him coming back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back up Lin.
Or maybe play the two, or maybe move. You know what? Maybe move Lin to two, and him be the point guard and. You know, let Lin, you know, score like he's been scoring.
Right.
But we shall see. I mean, you know, the Knicks, you know, they need to improve. They need to, you know, play better defense. But, I mean, if they, you know, they pass the ball. I mean, they have improved on the defense because they did finish sixth after finishing in the high 20s the last couple of years. But if they can improve more and play more of a team game, you know, they could hopefully challenge the Heat. Unfortunately, I'm about to throw up while saying this, the NBA champions, Miami Heat. But hopefully we play team basketball, and you never know.
Yeah, they got Stoudemire and the Chandler, you said. They're training right now with Hakeem Olajuwon, right?
Yeah, and that's a good thing because, as many Knicks fans know, Olajuwon, man, he just pretty much hamburgered, you know, that NBA championship away from Ewing and Starks that year.
Yep.
I mean, that guy was unstoppable. And then what did Olajuwon and the Rockets do that year? Oh, I don't know, win back-to-back and sweep the Magic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A young Magic team that had Penny Hardaway and Shaq leading the way. But hopefully Amari. I mean Amari. You know he's an inside threat. You know historically, and of course now he got the outside jumper. But this year I don't know if it's because of all the problems he had with the back, and I think also with the knee. You know he's been kind of slow. Got his shot blocked. You know he hasn't been fully that dominant guy, Amari Stoudemire, that we all know and love, you know, that first year and when he was with the Suns. So hopefully with training with, you know, with the Dream, you know, he could bounce back the clock.
Yeah, I hope he comes back much better. Yeah.
I hope
he comes back much stronger and much better. Much better next season than he did this season.
Yeah. And of course, another guy on Knicks' radar is Ray Allen, you know, a former nemesis with the Celtics. But most likely, he's going to join the Knicks' new rival, the Heat.
And yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be like the 90s when Knicks and Heat are battling it out. And hopefully, like history, this time Knicks will be the dominant team. But let's be real. Heat is the team to beat right now.
They're the defending champs, man.
Yep. They're the defending champs. They're the defending champs until some team knocks them off the throne. Hopefully it's the Knicks.
Hopefully that's us.
And speaking of another East team that wants to challenge the Heat, the Brooklyn Nets, they're trying hard to retain Deron Williams, and of course the rumors are is that their former point guard Jason Kidd is gonna follow Deron Williams wherever he goes to back up. So either Deron Williams and Jason Kidd is gonna stay in Brooklyn, or gonna go to Brooklyn, or they're gonna go to the Mavericks. So that should be worth watching, I should say. And
it sounds pretty gay to me, following that around.
But I guess they want to win a championship, so that's their thing. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like, you know, they're like little kids. You know, they want to, hey, I want to go where he's gonna go. You know, so I mean, that's kind of the problem with some of these players anymore. It's like, they don't want to build a team. It's like they just want to jump on the bandwagon and ride people's coattails to a championship. That's how it is. Right? That's how it is nowadays. I mean, people don't want to stay on a team and help it rise up. That's why it was kind of amazing to see what Stoudemire did. I mean, sure, we gave him $100 million, so I'm acting like he took a bargain, but at least, you know, he wasn't afraid to take on the challenge of trying to bring the Knicks back to respectability.
Right.
And potentially a future world championship team. But these guys, I mean, ever since LeBron and, of course, his two pals who helped them win a championship, and all these other guys, they just want to form a big three all over the place.
Dwight Howard's a big baby, man.
Oh yeah. Dwight Howard is another one. He wants to demand a trade to go to the Nets. I mean, as he's always been. I mean, for the past year, there's always been that rumor of him being traded to the Nets. But he had the shot. All he had to do was get out of his option and not pick it up, and he would have been a free agent right now. But no, he changed his mind because he didn't want to look bad in front of the Magic crowd, because he was afraid of his image in Orlando in case if he stayed with the team. He didn't want to look bad, but everybody didn't fall for it. Everybody knew he wanted to be out of town, so that's why it was stupid on his part to exercise his option.
And, you know, the Magic, the Orlando Magic, they got rid of Stan Van Gundy for him.
Yeah, they
now
got rid of
to be traded.
Yep, they got rid of Stan Van Gundy and Otis Smith.
Yeah.
The GM. That's how it is with these players, man. I mean, you can't let the inmate run in the asylum. I mean, you can't be a disciplinarian and treat the kids, treat grown men like kids. But on the other hand, you can't let these guys walk all over you. It got to be a balance.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta respect the players. I mean, these guys are putting fannies, you know, on the seat. So you gotta respect them as human beings and, you know, employees. They're the ones that are bringing people to come to see you and making the franchise make money. But on the other hand, you can't let them get away with everything, because as you can see nowadays, today's players, very few of them are loyal to the team the uniform that they wear. They're only loyal to the dollar bills that they get paid, pretty much. So.
And he went to the NBA union and said that the Magic blackmailed him into staying with the team. Like, what the hell, man?
Please blackmail me, Magic. Give me the money you're gonna give him. I wish I was blackmailed like that. To play in Orlando, I wouldn't mind.
Crazy.
Cute. But any case, oh yeah, let's switch gears to WWE here quickly, and the former Master of the Universe and the ruler of the world, Psycho Sid, he returns. He hasn't been in a WWE ring since 97. So it was a nice. Oh, what were you saying?
Oh no, I was saying that was a great moment to see him back.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice moment to see him return. I mean, sure, he still could do the powerbomb. You know, I'll give him that. But other than that, I mean, not saying that he was ever Bret Hart or anything, but he just, I mean, the guy's like, what, 51 years old, so he,
yeah,
you know, as you would assume, he seemed a little slower than usual.
Yeah, but he gave when he did his signature powerbomb, you know, that was great to see.
Yeah.
Still has it.
Hey, I as long as he's got the finishing move, that's really all you need, really.
Yep, exactly.
Especially when you're a power guy like that.
Yep.
And there's rumors that a former WCW champion will return, a very popular WCW champion. I won't spoil it for some of the guys, people who don't want to be spoiled, so check out tomorrow to see what happened. And on SmackDown, they announced that, was it SmackDown or was it Raw? I think it was on SmackDown. When they announced the special guest referee for the Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk is no other than arguably the most popular person in WWE right now. And do you know who that is?
Who was it? Remind me.
I'll give you a clue. It's my future wife.
Layla?
That's my other one. I'm joking. AJ.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
But,
yeah. AJ's crazy.
Yeah, she is crazy.
I don't know why you'd want her to be your future wife. That's a crazy movie.
Hey, like CM Punk says, hey, I like crazy. Well, all joking aside, all seriousness, she is. Yeah, actually, they haven't been building up a diva like that in a long time. It's
yeah.
The Attitude Era.
And she's, right now, there's three guys that she has to choose from.
But Kane, he took himself out of the running.
Yeah, but you never know. Never know, though.
Yeah, that's true. And this is the match where they'll finally reveal who she's really. Whose side she's really on, CM Punk or Daniel Bryan? I think she's still with Daniel Bryan secretly.
Me too. That's what I was about to say. I think she's still with Daniel Bryan.
I think they were better together.
Yeah, I think that it's just a ploy to get into Kane and CM Punk's head.
And I was noticing on SmackDown that their colors are very similar. They both were wearing red and white.
Yep.
I don't know if that's another sign or if that's just I'm just reading into that too much.
And she's still but I think they're just like up to game.
Yeah. And they both had a yes battle.
Yeah. Yesterday on the replay.
Yeah, for those who don't know what we're talking about, they were both pretty much chanting yes, yes, yes. That's Daniel Bryan's signature catchphrase.
AJ looks so cute. I could touch her cheeks. She's so cute.
Now you see what I'm talking about? But
so cute when she was doing it.
But what else was I saying? So yeah, that match should be very interesting. And of course, Cena, he announces that he's going to be in the Money in the Bank first time ever. So most likely he's going to win the Raw one.
Yep.
And on the SmackDown side, they have Damian Sandow. Tyson Kidd, who finally has a title shot opportunity if he does win the Money in the Bank. So
I think
hopefully
he
wins it.
Yeah.
But other than that, nothing else really is going on. I mean, Brock Lesnar might return tomorrow to give a response about the whole Triple H thing.
Right.
So that should be another noteworthy. Thing to watch tomorrow on Raw. Other than that, I guess there's nothing else more to say. Other than thank you guys for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. along with my co-host Macaulay. You have any last words?
Catch you guys next week. Happy July 4th.
Yeah, enjoy July 4th. Happy July 4th, everybody. Enjoy yourself. Get hot dogs, eat a burger. Have some fun. See you guys next week. We'll give you a little feedback of what's going on in sports. And we'll be talking.